والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنتم تتمون 70 أمة، أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: طوبى لمن رآني، وطوبى 7 مرات لمن لم يرني وآمن بي، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء اكرام، respected elders and brothers, we live in this world. We have some people possessing, owning more honor, more dignity, more respect than others. And one is the honor and the dignity and the respect a person receives because of achievements of this dunya. Dunyawi achievements, the accolades of this world. So many times a person who has qualified in a certain field is regarded to be more honorable than a person who may not possess those qualifications. And a person possessing a larger amount of wealth is regarded as more respected, more honorable, as a person who does not possess that kind of wealth. But many times, the honor and the accolades of this world that we afford to people, we give to people, may really not be something, an achievement, something of honor. You might not believe me, but not so long ago in England, there was an office, a position known as the position of the royal stool. The person who occupied this position was known as the groom of the royal stool. This was a position where a person, and it was a means of honor, a dignity, men would groom their sons to grow up with this ambition that one day my son will take this position. This position, this office, was that a person was in charge of cleaning the behind of some monarch, of some royal person, after the person had defecated. If you don't believe me, you can research it yourself. It's called the groom of the royal stool. So this was a thing which people attach honor to. People attach dignity to, a worldly accolade. But of course, in reality, this is not something of honor, not something of dignity. True honor and true dignity and true distinction is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a person. This is true honor. This is true distinction. And if we have to look at it, the distinction, the honor, the respect, the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I is unlike any sort of distinction which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given anyone else or anything else. For amongst the many creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has created every single thing, be it the massive skies, the vast earth, the deep oceans, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jinnat, the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From all of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allah Ta'ala created you and I from the fineness of His creation. Ashraful makhluqat. Allah has chosen and decreed that we be from the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we be insan, that we be made human beings. And in the humankind, amongst the group of human beings, you get those people who follow the shaitani way, right, the satanic way, those who are disbelievers. And amongst insan, you get those who follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those are the believers. So Allah Ta'ala has chosen you and I not only to be from the best of the creation, but from those selected few who Allah from insan chose to be mu'minun, to be muslimun, those who bow down to the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the group of muslimin, the group of the muslims, of the mu'minun, are very, very large. Those that follow Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, those who followed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, those who followed all the anbiya of the past prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they are also muslimun. They are also believers. They are also those who bow down to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are also Muslims. But from the group of Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us, and Allah has chosen us to be from the best of the believers, the best of the creation amongst the believers, the best of the believers. We are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has conferred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us distinctions, this ummah such distinction, which has not given the nations of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our Quran, our kitab, the best of books. That book that abrogated and rescinded all the books of the past. Ahsanul hadith, the best of words. وَلُوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنَ سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ وَقُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ وَكُلِّيَوْا بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. Allah Ta'ala says, if there had to be any book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any divine book that had such power in it, that it could make the mountains move, it could cause the earth to fold up, it could cause the dead to be brought back to life, then that one powerful book would have been the Holy Quran. Allah has favored us with making our book the best of books, making the Quran Ahsanul Hadith, the greatest and mightiest book revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has favored this ummah by making our Nabi the best of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, Khayrul Rusul, Afdalul Rusul, the best of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such was the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that all the Anbiya of the past, including the likes of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Anbiya of great caliber, these Anbiya Allah had taken and a covenant from them that if during your lifetime Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to make his advent and he had to appear in this world, then you will have to halt your mission and you will have to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and you will have to throw your full weight and support behind the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La tu'minunna bihi wa la tansurunna. You will believe in him and you will have to throw your full weight and support behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In a hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to us that mathali wa mathal al-anbiya ka rajulin bana dara, that my parable and my example as in relation to the anbiya, to the prophets who came in the past, is like a person who built a very, very beautiful house. This person builds a beautiful house, but in one corner of the house, he leaves a spot in the wall for one more brick to be fitted in. So the people begin to enter this home. They admire the beautiful way this home has been created, has been built. They admire this home, but they can't help but noticing that one spot that is missing one brick. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I am that one brick. I have come to complete the structure. I have come to complete the building and put an end to the succession and the series of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. I am Khatamun Nabiyyin. I am the best and the final of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's because of this distinction and this honor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you and I, that Allah ta'ala very, very clearly and emphatically in the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummah. That, oh, you followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I, you are the best of nations. You are the best of people. Antum tutimuna sab'ina ummah. Antum khayruha wa akramuha ala Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you, my ummah, you are the culmination. You bring to end. You are the culmination of many, many nations that came before you. But from all these nations that came before you, you are the ones that hold the highest position. You hold the highest esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make sahaba understand that what is the position of this ummah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's Nabi explained to them by means of an example. He says, the example, our example, and the example of the Yahud and the Nasara that came before us, is like the example of a person who hires a group of people to work from early morning right until midday, and these people will earn one qirat of wage, one qirat for their work. So people began to work, and when it came Zohar time or the time of at midday, they left their work and they received their reward. And then this person hired another group of people to work for a slightly shorter time, and that is from the time of Zohar Namah, from time of midday until the time of Asr Salah. And he also promises them one qirat of reward, the same amount as the first group of people received. So those people work and then they receive their wage, they receive their payment. And then you have another group of people who come and work for the short period between Asr and Maghrib. And they do not earn one qirat of reward, but they earn qiratin, qiratin. They earn double the reward, double the payment of the previous two groups. So Allah's Nabi explained to us, the first group is like that of the Yahud, who have come into this world for a longer period, but they earn their one reward for believing in their Nabi. And then you have the second group that work from Zohar to Asr. They are like the Nasara, who came for a slightly shorter period, came after the Yahud. And they will also receive one reward for believing their Nabi. But my ummah will come into this world for the shortest period of time. My ummah will live in this world for the shortest period of time. But they will earn the maximum reward and the highest reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we are the last ummah. We are the last ummah to come into this world. But tomorrow, insha'Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be the first people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in Jannah. نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ The last to come, but the first people to put into Jannah. And added to this, my dear brothers, Allah ta'ala has favored you and I, who live in this period of time, who live in this akhiru zaman, the last period of this world. Allah has favored us, and Allah has given us a great opportunity to become very, very high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he asked his sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that ayyul khalqi a'jabu lakum imanan. That, oh my sahaba, which group or which of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you think possesses the most praiseworthy, the highest level of iman, or the iman that should be admired? So the sahaba said, the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sinless creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they possess the highest level of iman. So Allah's Nabi said, وَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Allah's Nabi said, well, the malaika have no reason not to believe, wherein they are by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are directly in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should they not believe? So then the sahaba said, well, if it's not them, then it's the anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Allah's Nabi again said, وَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَهُمْ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْوَحْيُ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ That why should Anbiya not have iman? Whereas directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahi revelation is coming to them. So the Sahaba said, no, Allah's Nabi, then it is us the Sahaba who have the most praiseworthy iman, and iman that should be admired. Allah's Nabi said, and why you have no reason not to have iman? Wa ana bayna adhurikum. I live amongst you. Allah's Nabi is living amongst you. You are seeing the mu'jizat, you are seeing the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam right before you. You have no reason but to believe in me. Allah's Nabi said, the person whose iman I admire the most are you and I. Those people who will come after me, who will find a book called the Quran, they will find the Quran. They have not seen me, they have not seen this book being revealed to me. They will read this book and will believe in this book revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Nabi on one occasion said, Tuba liman ra'ani. Congratulations to my sahaba. They have lived in my zamana, they have seen me. Wa tuba sab'a marrat. Congratulations upon congratulations for those people. Liman lam yarani wa amana bihi. Congratulations to those people who, you and I, who did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Congratulations over and over again for you who did not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but still you believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a qabristan, to the graveyard. He read the dua for entering the graveyard. And then he said, وَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنَّا رَأَيْنَا إِخْوَانَنَا Allah's Nabi said, oh, how I wish I could have seen my brothers. How I wish I could meet my brothers. So sahaba said, Allah's Nabi, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Allah's Nabi, are we not your brothers? Allah's Nabi said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي You are not my brothers, you are my companions. Who are my brothers? My brothers are those people who will come after me. Without seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are they? They are the brothers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba asked, oh Allah's Nabi, how do you recognize such people? You haven't, Allah's Nabi has not met us, we have not met him. How will you recognize them on the day of Qiyamah? Allah's Nabi said, a person has a whole herd of horses. All of them are dark black in color. Amongst them, there is one or two horses that has white at the bottom of its feet, at the bottom of his feet, and has white on his head. The person can clearly distinguish and make out this horse from the other horses that are completely black in color. So Allah's Nabi said, likewise, my ummah on the day of Qiyamah, they will come. My brothers who believed in me, even though they have not seen me, they have believed in me. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, they will come with their faces shining, with their hands shining because of the wudu that he used to make when he used to perform salah. So my dear brothers, the point I'm trying to make, that Allah has given great distinction. Allah has given great honor to you and I. And my dear brother, honor is for that person who recognizes, who realizes, who fathoms the worth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. If we live in this zamana, we have the opportunity to rise up very, very high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, if a certain person fails to realize who he is, what is his worth, what status he occupies in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, Allah will reduce him to the lowest of the low. Likewise, like Abu Jahl, Shayba, Utba, the people who had the opportunity to become Sahaba, who had the opportunity to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when they rejected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they became the worst of the worst, who will be thrown into the pits of Jahannam with the worst of people, the likes of Fir'aun, the likes of Haman, and people like that. So Allah has given us this honor, my dear brothers. We are living in that zamana. There was always a struggle between haq and batil, between the truth and the falsehood. And as we are moving towards Qiyamah, this part, these two parties are becoming further and further away from each other, more and more distinct from each other. And we find already that many of the people of the other religions, many people of the world have already got carried away by the system of batil, by the way of batil, by the way of falsehood. And they have fallen headlong into batil. There are people who have got carried away. And then there is the pathway of Sirat-e Mustaqim, the pathway of Haqq, the pathway of Allah, the pathway of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pathway of the true believers. That mu'min, that person who fails to realize that what is his worth, what position Allah has given him, what maqam Allah has given him, then that person, there is a fear that he can also get carried away and fall onto the wrong path. That is why Allah's Nabi said that when you come close to Qiyamah, when you come close to Qiyamah, holding on to your deen, holding on to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would be like a person who's holding on to a burning coal in his hand. Very difficult for a person to hold on to a burning coal in his hand. Likewise, to hold on to your deen would become very, very difficult for that person who fails to realize who he is, what is his worth, fails to realize that I am ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why you come close to Qiyamah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيْعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ, that this deen started off with very, very few people believing, very, very few believers. And as time goes along, the time will once again come when deen will go back, there will be very, very few people holding on to their deen. Very, very few people holding on to the way of Allah, to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى, Allah's Nabi said, congratulations, jannat for those people, the small number of people who in the akhiru zaman, in the latter times, in the last times, in our times, who do not fall headlong into the ways of batil, who do not fall headlong into batil government policies, who do not fall headlong into the ways of the kuffar. This group of people, congratulations to them, even though other people look down upon them, that how strange these people are. They still believe in something they cannot see. How strange these people are, that they don't recognize homosexuality. How strange these people are, that they still want to do this and that. The believers at that time became regarded as an outcast, people regard as strange. Allah's Nabi said, people who look at you like that, but tuba lil ghuraba, On the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are very, very high. So my dear brothers, the message is, Allah has given us this deen. And together with this deen, Allah has given us a very, very high position. We have to realize what is our position, what is our maqam, what is our status. And we have to take this message, my dear brothers, to our fellow Muslims, to our fellow brothers. Why? Because today we are being bombarded with the system of batil. Every corner, every billboard, every single thing is calling us to ways besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ways other than the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single corner, every single way, we have been called to things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned an example once before. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me tawfiq. I teach in a madrasa, teaching Quran, teaching hadith. On one occasion, I came up from the madrasa after a zuhar time, came from the madrasa, just taught some kitabs. And I come out, I pull out my phone, and there I see a message inviting me to take out haram insurance. So I thought to myself, subhanallah, a person in the madrasa, teaching Quran, teaching hadith, but still the effort of batil is so strong that whilst I'm sitting there in the madrasa, the da'wah towards batil is coming. The da'wah, invitation towards batil, towards falsehood is calling, is coming. So we have to be firm, recognize who we are, recognize our position, recognize what status Allah has given me, before everything, before I'm a teacher, before I'm a businessman, before I'm a wealthy person, before I'm a doctor or engineer, whatever it may be. Firstly, I'm an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has put a responsibility upon me. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That Allah has put me into this world to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To uphold the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us understanding.